I'm a chicken fried. A cold beer on a Friday night. A pair of jeans.
So this is a Democrat hoax that never ends. You know, it reminds me a little of the Kennedy situation. We gave him everything over and over again, more and more and more, and nobody's ever satisfied. From what I understand, I could check, but from what I understand, thousands of pages of documents have been given. But it's really a Democrat hoax because they're trying to get people to talk about something that's totally irrelevant to the success that we've had as a nation since I've been president.
So the president continues to maintain that there's nothing to see here. Move along. He said the Department of Justice has done their job thoroughly. There's no reason to release any more of the documents. They've already released all of them. I don't agree with any of that. And as I've told you many times, this is not my issue, but I watched the press conference with the victims and I don't understand where my party's at on this. And so we'll talk to Jimmy Patronis. He is a member of my party. He is our congressman from Northwest Florida, District 1. Congressman Jimmy, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Hey, let's start. Absolutely. Let's start with this one just because I think it's maybe the more challenging one. But if they do get a motion, do you plan to vote for this motion to release the documents? What's your position on the Epstein files?
Look, if there's something that creates transparency to make all this crazy dead pedophile issue go away, I'm fine to vote for it to just make it go away. If that means releasing it, what have you, I'm fine with it. But it's all consuming. And I hate that we've got a dead pedophile that is literally controlling the agenda of the United States Congress right now.
Yeah, I totally agree. What I can't explain is I can't explain why he's reluctant. I mean, you know, of course, the critics will speculate all the worst things, and I don't want to speculate. I just am baffled by it. But I'm with you, too. I want it to go away, but I also want to teach a lesson. You know, I want all the other abusers, I want all of the other victims to hear the right things. I want the abusers to be terrified, and I want the victims to be vindicated and heard and validated. And, you know, like you say,
this guy was arguably, if he wasn't a billionaire, he's probably close to it. I mean, I'm hoping if all these victims, I hope they're at least filing suit against his estate. I mean, there's other ways that they can try to at least work on making themselves whole. Again, whatever documentation that we've got, I know there was 33,000 pages that was dumped into the public domain last week, or at least pointed out where people could find it. I just flash for work. I just like working, and this definitely puts us in paralysis.
And I know a lot of times when we have you on, a lot of what we talk about is what President Trump is doing. Of course, you know, the premise is you're our closest guy. You know, you're in D.C.
Sure.
I'm mystified by the Department of War thing. I don't mind the name change. It's not a name. I like the old name. I thought it was a good name. I just don't understand why we'd spend, $1, maybe $2 billion for new pens and stationery and letterhead and nameplates and not go through Congress, which is kind of how you're supposed to do it.
Yeah, so I was with the president Friday night. We talked about it. He had a group of us at the White House. There's probably about 15 of us. We were in the cabinet room, and he was asking us, he says, all right, so what do you think of it? You know, and I mean, the consensus is, look, if the guy's asking a question on the decision he's already made, you know, you're all going to be there in support of his idea. But, you know, now the next step is, all right, legislative action to move forward. And so there's some senators there. And is there 60 votes to do it? Well, you can't get 60 votes to do anything in the Senate. So, I mean, yeah, look, I think he's definitely trying to send a message. I don't think we're going to go out and declare war on anybody. But I think, you know, as the president was pointing out, he says, you know, when we were the Department of War, we were winning wars. You know, ever since World War II, we changed it. You know, the outcomes have been less than victorious. I mean, they've been pretty much, there have been messy, long, drawn-out conflicts. So, you know, I don't think the juice is worth the squeeze. I think I've got bigger things I like to fight for. If this is what the president wants, I'm good with it.
I also think it's just as an aside, it's kind of a weird, we're rebranding as war, and yet he's using the military, at least the National Guard, for domestic policing, which is very much not war. But then he sends this weird truth where he's got the Chipocalypse Now and we're going to show him what the Department of War means. It's just, we're in a weird spot.
I think that's part of what I think anybody is totally in their rights to do is on the weekend they can post, you know, things that could be a little more entertaining on social media.
Locally in Florida, you, of course, are well familiar with the fact that Joe Latipo, a Surgeon General, and, you know, by participation, of course, the governor, are now advocating for repealing all of the vaccine mandates that are not required by Florida statute. And it's not clear to me yet, but maybe all of the vaccine mandates, including things like measles, mumps, rubella, polio, diphtheria, tetanus. I am completely baffled by this. I understand that some are controversial, some are unproven, and some are decades of public health value, and I don't understand the position. I know the president even has said this, kind of has come back on the other direction on this. Whoa, that's kind of, I'm not sure about all that. What are your thoughts?
Right. So I think with what we've seen happen with the pharmaceutical industry, the cost of drugs, PBMs, there's all these cost drivers out there that really make it easy to hate on the pharmaceutical companies. So now you've put out there a COVID epidemic that we went through. People became very skeptical. Is this thing save me or not? Then you've got those that had heart issues, all these others. So to me, the pharmaceutical industry is a real easy target right to pick a fight with. And now you've got something that is being mandated that we do to our kids. So I think, you know, it's worth having the debate. I do think if you probably have a spike in measles, mumps, any of these things, I haven't looked at the data to see if there's been any irregularities with the type of encounter data, then, you know, then they make a very clear argument of their value, at least for public health and welfare. But, you know, like, I got all my shots. I feel normal. you know, my kids got all their shots. They're normal.
Right.
I do think there's a certain amount of conspiracy feeding into this. And it's a populist issue. I think there's those that truly believe it, and there's some that are just politicians out there trying to score points.
Yeah, and the surveys seem to indicate that about 80% of Floridians believe in mandatory vaccines for school access for kids, and only about 20% are with Joe Latipo. And that, I mean, that tracks with me, that there would only be about that percentage.
Yeah, and look, my wife had anxiety when we gave our boys shots. So then, you know, when I would take the boys to the doctor for the wellness shots, I would ask, so do we need them now? Can we get them later? Doctor, no, you need them later. So we kicked some of the shots down the road and didn't give them their shots all at once, like, you know, sometimes maybe a little easier to do.
Yeah.
Did that make a difference? I don't know, but it made my wife and I feel a little more content that at least we had a decision in some of the mandatory health requirements for our kids.
Yeah, a little peace of mind, right? I sympathize with that for sure. I've been very curious to hear from people who know more about it than I do. The proposal to have an Ocala National Forest designation that would sweep up a bunch of kind of smaller parks in the Central Florida area, you know, we don't go down there, but it seems like a large area. If it preserves springs, I guess, then I'm sort of in favor of it, but I'm worried about taking land out of public. I don't know. Jimmy, you have, I know as the former CFO, I'm sure you have thoughts about this, and I'm curious.
Yeah, look, when I was on the cabinet, you know, we're trustee of overall state lands. And the one criticism that I've always had about the state of Florida, and these are noble ideas whenever we do land acquisition, but one thing the state of Florida never does, we never put enough money into maintaining the lands. We never give enough public access. So my idea, we're going to take all this stuff. In this case, it's already off the tax rolls. But if we're going to give it a whole new layer of designation, it needs the resources. But by gosh, this is now under public trust, arguably, in some cases, if it's new acquisitions, it's going to take properties off the tax rolls. So now there's going to be a change in the cost of living. It may be incremental. But just put aside the resources and a thoughtful budget to make sure the public can truly enjoy them. Roads, trails, hiking, all that should be, and especially where you have large swaths of land, hunting needs to be available, fishing needs to be available, but that's not always the case. So that's kind of like my prerequisite. The other thing you got to be sensitive to when you think about how large that area is, you're probably going to see some growth over the next few decades when it comes to traffic. You need to make sure you've taken into consideration you might need some easements in order to expand roads or create an overpass or for retention. And sometimes those can be, you know, permitting nightmares, even for the government against the government.
Yeah, you know, it's a great point about how If we take land out and then it's never available for the public to use, that's just a loss for everybody. You can't develop it. You know, you can't do anything. And I even think about some of these national forests where, you know, I remember a couple of years ago we were in the concern about how do we even maintain access to them. And, you know, the access isn't even available because I love like old Florida. We are big fans of the springs and the rivers and going around and paddleboarding and looking at stuff. And, you know, if it preserves more of that so that we can enjoy what's always made Florida what it is, great. But if you don't, you know, provide for it to be able to be used, or as you say, make for, you know, thoughtful consideration of how that land might be valuable in other ways in the future, then, you know, that makes me skittish.
I mean, yeah, once you lock it up in that box, I mean, good luck getting it out to make any type of changes right. that give people other quality of life related issues. Like I said, the biggest thing is potential growth in those areas, and you might need a little extra right away for roads or highways, or and sometimes that means, you know, other environmental permitting requirements. So.
I have not asked you about this, but it I don't think I've asked you about this yet since you've been in office. But
we need drum beat.
Daylight savings time. There was an interesting article in USA Today talking about the efforts in all the states and in Congress. Of course, Florida was the first to pass the bill to make it permanent daylight time in Florida. That requires Congress's consent. We can do it on our own if we make it permanent standard time. Matt would just never take up this bill. It needs a House sponsor. It's got both senators, or at least it had both senators. I don't know if Ashley Moody's on board in the Senate still. Are you going to take this up? Is this your issue? Have you been thinking about this at all?
Look, I would love to be in one time zone. But you know, I know Senator Scott had taken up the bill at one time. I've not gotten the latest on it. And I've always been an advocate, you know, pick one time and let's live in it. I do think there's a certain amount of quirkiness that I do like, because the central time zone to me has always been a part of the state that has been forgotten about, and sometimes it's okay to be forgotten about.
Oh, I'm sorry, Jimmy. I'm sorry. I just want to. This isn't about eliminating the central time zone. This is about getting rid of the changing of the times from daylight to standard.
Time.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I'm maybe miscommunicated.
I think both issues. Just as easy as I got confused on where you were going with this, so does the public.
Yeah, they do.
The spring forward fall back. Yeah, I'm done with that. I've been done with that for a long time. But, you know, I would not want to, you know, rechange any of the boundary lines when it comes to daylight. I mean, central time zone.
The last thing that I'm going to ask you about is a serious thing that I did not even realize was happening, a law enforcement thing. I guess people are scamming by claiming that there's arrest warrants out for people from the FBI. Is that right?
Holy cow. I was in my office. I was in a meeting, and one of my guys comes in the office and says, he's got on speakerphone, an unknown number is, and the guy's incredibly official sounding, has it scripted down, was talking to my employee in a very understanding and compassionate way, but was a threat, sent them a document. If you go, we've got it on our Twitter file, our Twitter post, but sent him a document via text, which was an official looking document where it was basically going to go bond yourself out because of a civil proceedings that you were, you know, so you wouldn't go to jail. Now I don't know how you would go to jail under civil proceedings, but this guy, I mean, they kind of worked it in enough areas of gray where if you weren't paying attention, you could be taken advantage of. But their delivery was so genuine.
Yeah.
Because most people are not lawbreakers, okay? So bye-bye. See you.
Your son going to school, I assume, right?
Yeah, I'm about to be right out the door with him. But it was super concerning. So just guys, look, you know, whenever you get a call from an unknown number, just disregard it. It was as soon as Jack hung up, I bet you they called him 15 times afterwards, wearing him out because they knew that he was, you know, about to walk away from the circumstances.
We had another one here locally. There's a scam running around in Santa Rosa County where people are getting a phone call, and it's basically the same thing, except that it's real names of real people that work at the county, and they sound super official and super persistent. And
yeah,
it's crazy some of this stuff that people are going through. Yeah.
I mean, there's so, We've got so much of our personal information out in the public domain. I mean, it doesn't take much for somebody. This is why title theft and all these other transactions are so concerning, because all of our information is out in the public domain. With all these data breaches that you've had over the last 15 years, I mean, basically they've put a pretty good dossier of who you are, where you live, and your contact information. All you got to do, you know, if you haven't done it, just go Google your own name and see
scary.
What comes up.
You might super scary. All right, two quick things. We're totally out of time, but two quick things I want to get you to weigh in on. One is mockingbird, scrub jay, or flamingo? Which one
flamingo,
is flamingo?
Flamingo all day long.
All right.
Get rid of those others. It's so stupid. Flamingo. When you see Florida, you think of flamingo.
You do. And then the last thing, it is Star Trek Day, and we were having this discussion in office where John, my producer, and my news guy cannot make the Vulcan V with their fingers, and I think all normal human beings
can.
Of course, thank you.
I'm doing it right now. Be on the phone. I'm a trucker.
Nice.
Big time. You ask my wife. I mean, it's usually what I'm falling asleep to. I miss the series.
I love it.
Yeah, William Shatner. He's in his 90s. He was almost the same age as my dad.
Oh man. Okay. No, that's sobering. Okay.
Don't get me started.
You can do it. That's all I wanted to know is you can do it. I appreciate that. Jimmy Patrone is our congressman for Florida District, Northwest Florida District 1. Sir, we'll talk to you again next week. Thank you for the time. I appreciate it.
See you, buddy. Thanks.